Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Andersson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
Hey, it's Coach Ariel Anderson, mom, author, podcaster, and imperfect mom extraordinaire. I say extraordinaire because extraordinarily imperfect. I hope you're doing well. Check down in the description because we've got some new things for you to explore. And we've got lives, if you're working with fertility or know someone who is, on YouTube coming up in the next couple months. So it's pretty exciting, free and fun, and some offers if that's interesting for you. All right. Well, I want to jump in today to talk about, you know, share your process with your kids. I so much believe in the importance of sharing what is going on with you as you're going forward. Now, everybody has a different philosophy. I get that. Some people like to sugarcoat or cover things over, or whether it's about illness or finances or whatnot. But what I want to say, and I say it over and over again, it's sharing is caring, right? I say over and over to my clients or other parents in the circle how important it is for us to share. Now, all the details? No. Age-appropriate details? Yes. Everybody is going to assess that differently. So in our family, I find that it's important to validate what kids are feeling. Now, are all kids equally sensitive? Maybe not. Some may show and some may not show what many or almost all kids are feeling. You as an adult probably also have this where you sense something, you feel something, but the logical piece doesn't validate it. Therefore, you invalidate your intuition, your gut feeling, what it is that's coming. And then if you're lucky, years, months, weeks, hours, minutes later, there's a validation. You go, oh, I felt that. I felt that person was cheating, or that wasn't true, or that if I turn this next corner, something interesting and amazing was going to happen. Whatever the direction of things, that there was something there. And so what I want to encourage you to do and be aware of and just notice, maybe you just start with observing that sometimes your kids will have an emotional, physical response to what is going on under the surface. We've talked about this before, but important things bear repeating, and therefore here we are. So I wanted to come into this today just looking at when you're doing things, whether it's a simple thing or things that are more complicated in your life, in the mix of things, is to find ways to consciously share part of the process. So for example, you know, remember that so often, you know, I see parents and I do it myself, even though I vowed I never would. I was just talking with a friend and we were saying, I swear that the things that you say you'll never do are the things you can almost count on are going to happen to you or you end up doing. It's really funny. That's not true for all intentions. Some things like, I will never hit my child. For me, that's so strong in me. I would be shocked if that happens. Have I ever been ragefully angry by a response or being hit myself and having to really go to a Zen place? Abso-effing-lutely. But that intention was strongly there that was not going to happen. That isn't going to happen. And I hope that is forever, you know, in my intention and happens that way. I can't speak for everyone. If something has happened that surprised you that you didn't expect, you know, give yourself some grace and get support if you need it. Because that's so important. What everything we do is rippling out. Now, of course, if you're defending yourself, that's a whole other ball game that you have to navigate and hopefully, again, get support. So coming back around is just this piece around sharing the process. So I will give an example. My daughter has been hearing us having various conversations about some big choices financially. Now, I have noticed whether we're in a moment of being really flush and abundant and we're doing super well and we've we have these moments where we're going up and down all the time, not like radically on a daily basis per se, but we've had the experiences of both, you know, being towards the 1% and being the polar opposite, especially in the last few years of transition. And so Elle has heard all the conversations. And so, you know, if there's a shift or something, I'm working towards shifting something one way or another, or we want to make smarter choices, regardless of how much money we have and what's happening, I'd like to make smart choices. I don't like to feel like I'm wasting resources in any kind of way, whether we're talking about, you know, the moments when I get in arguments with Mutt, not really arguments, but let's say comments made about how he only scrapes out half the organic avocado. I hate the idea of something that's spent so much energy to grow being wasted. And I feel the same way about resources and finances, you know, that we want to be smart and not always cautious, but aware. And there are moments when that doesn't happen where I realize that, for example, recently I realized that more than 1 month had gone by with our internet bill had almost doubled people. Actually, it doubled last year, almost doubled last year. And then they now again, and I just thought, what the absolute F, like, this is not okay with me. And so once I realized it, I called and I realized it's been since January. So it's been a couple of months and I didn't realize, maybe it was in my calendar, but didn't pop up for some reason in a very clear way. So I will put that in the calendar differently going forward, right? However, you know, when contracts finish and all of that. So here we are. And I was, you know, not thrilled. And my husband actually said, did you see that the bill was, I don't know what it was, $120, something like that. And I was like, well, at that rate, we might as well have Starlink, which is true. So then I thought, well, let's assess this. You know, what are we really going to do? And then we could be anywhere in the world, right? Though we do have internet in different places. But so that was an interesting thing to consider. It was like, well, you know, let's check this out. And Ella heard that. And she, you know, everything, our kids are noting down every little thing that we're saying, like, well, why does that matter? Is that a big deal? Is that a lot of money? Now, Ella is almost 8. And her awareness of money is still, you know, if I say, how much are you going to charge for lemonade? She might say $8 or $1, you know, usually it's not $1, but she has quite an awareness of things. And I know that she'll be traumatized by the various things that we've done imperfectly and wrong and could have done better. That's part of adulting parenting. You know, we're going to fuck them up somehow. See, I just couldn't, I tried to hold back the F word. I just couldn't. Sometimes you just have to roll with it and know that that's part of the journey that they signed up for. They signed up for learning from us so that the next lifetime they can do it differently. Our job is in the time that we're together is to do our best to heal the things where there's issues so that they don't have to repeat that karma going forward. I don't even know what I believe in, but there's something there about repeating the patterns from our ancestors and our, you know, grandparents, parents. We can look at the most recent things and know, regardless if we've done past life regression or whatnot, we can know that. We can know the immediate things that we've at least been told. And I'm sure there's a whole lot that we haven't been told. There's always little things that eke out over the years. And you're like, ah, that's interesting. My dad told me some stories recently that I had no idea about regarding finances and struggles and doing well and you know, all the pieces are slowly coming together. And part of that is, you know, sharing my own journey. So my point is that today I made that call, and normally I would do something like that in front of her because I want her to see, you know, just how I manage it. And instead I let Mats know in front of her, you know, how the process was. Or I tell her, oh, I'm really excited, because I do feel excited. When I negotiate something, and negotiation was never my favorite thing, recently it's been a fun experiment. Oh yeah, we were going to talk about that. Well, we'll do that on a live, I think, sometime. Is,
you know, talking about getting rejections or, you know, pushing the limits by getting rejections and no's. And when you do that, you know that you are, you know, taking more risks and doing it in, of course, a way that feels okay for you. But so this simple thing of shifting the amount our internet provider is charging us, and I don't mean for the phone, but at home, was important. So I'm excited about that to share, you know, what the process was. I had a fantastic person on the phone who we were just laughing back and forth, joking back and forth. And I later found out that the whole conversation was recorded, which was very funny. But I'm happy for attracting that person, because sometimes you get people on the phone who are really grim. And I love talking to Ella about this. You know, I was in a good mood. I was very polite. I had a particular mission to get a better price. The person before was absolutely unhelpful. Maybe there wasn't anything they could do, or maybe they just didn't want to make the effort. And my experience is that if you call three times, you'll probably get three different prices. It happens. It's just how it is. Today, I felt confident and comfortable with the decision that I made. And then I took it a next step and then got it even lower. So, you know, that's a whole workshop in itself, isn't it? About negotiating and how to do it in a joyful, respectful, mutually beneficial in one way or another way. And I believe in that. Nobody has to feel like they're losing. In one way or another, we can both win. And so that is a message I want to echo forward. Everything that happens in your life, in my life, in their lives, meaning our children, child, is an opportunity for learning and expanding and growing and experimenting. And so that's today. Today was about sharing your process. So it's not something exciting talking about the internet, but the exciting piece is I met somebody who was joyful and we had a good time in the middle of a negotiation to get my bill almost halved. That felt good. So, and I want her to be joyful and brave in that way, to have the courage to ask for what she needs, what she wants, what feels fair. My world is very much about what feels fair, not just for me, but for others. And so the conversation is open. Sometimes there's flexibility, sometimes there's not, you know, when it comes to work. I can be occasionally negotiable, but often in work, there is a number or numbers that I feel comfortable with. And at different times that changes. And when I'm busier, you know, that will shift. And also about my relationship to the person who is asking for help or who wants support or who's, it's all the combination of the moment and what actually is. And that again is powerful medicine and learning for my daughter. It's a gray day here, but I, you know, the sun is here, the sun goes, and I love it. I'm ramping up and I'm doing it as a choice. I am choosing to, even though my energy is low and I could probably take a nap for the next 4 hours. If you can hear it in the background, I don't think you can, but if you can, there is a chainsaw in the background, so I will not be napping. I will be continuing to bounce between the joy of creating for you, doing taxes, getting things done in the house, and looking at what next we will do together to create. That's something I love to do with Ella, so I may prepare that, whether it's baking something and or, you know, decorating for the holiday coming up, or the next holiday, or the next day, or putting something pretty up that we just started to unpack, you know, pack. Those are things that we like to do because, there's just still some magic that's been packed away. And sometimes it takes me time to let go and settle into a place. And that's okay. That's just who I am. I wish you all the best. Definitely jump down this description. Subscribe if that's interesting for you. Share any episode that you listen to that feels meaningful or interesting, maybe for somebody else. And there are freebies and various offers that are slowly coming into the description. Right now, I'm still in my peace place, meaning at the end of this month, then I will be putting actual offers out there showing you testimonials, etc. Right now, I want to finish writing before April 3rd. That's what I have to say about that. All right, I wish you a beautifully imperfect day, and I will see you on the other side. Hey, if you made it this far in the podcast, fantastic, thank you. I hope the journey was interesting for you today, whether it was me or the conversation I had with somebody somewhere in the world. You being here makes all the difference, because what you take in, you echo out to others, and that is meaningful. Definitely jump down in the description and check out what we've got going on down there, and keep your eyes open for the new things and new conversations that are just around the corner. I'm Coach Ariel Anderson, and I wish you a beautifully imperfect day.